Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
What a perfect opportunity this morning to meet our brand new Local Focus sponsor and introduce Henderson County to something new, and that is something called Crossnore. Tanya Blackford here with us this morning. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Mark.
Great to have you here.
Oh, thank you.
Brian B2 Bird here.
Good morning, Mark.
Help us with Local Focus this morning. Crossnore, first of all, thank you so much for stepping up and sponsoring Local Focus here on WTZQ Radio.
Absolutely. Love Local Focus.
It's just a great way of supporting all of our nonprofits and some of the great things going on in our community. Speaking of Crossnore. So, Tanya, you were with Mainstay and Safe Light for many years, and thank you so much for the work that you've already done in our community, making life better for everyone here. Now you're stepping into a new role, and this is a place called Crossnore. Yep. Tell us about this.
So, Crossnore School and Children's Home. So, for the last 15 years that I was executive director of Mainstay, the Healing Place, and then Safe Light, really got to work with some phenomenal partners about how do we make this community better.
Yeah.
We worked with domestic violence and sexual assault and then child abuse, and we worked around partnerships about how do we really make Henderson County provide the best services that we have the capacity to. But a gap was still around kids' services. And how do we serve kids that are in DSS custody, and how do we serve kids that are in care, and how do we serve kids that have needs? And as much as our community partners well, kids and those basic core services are still sort of, there was a gap. And so I got the great pleasure of going on a tour of Crossnore about a year and a half ago. And I went with a good friend of mine, and we got out of our car, and I thought, oh my God, this is what kids should be treated like.
Okay.
These are like, this is what it should feel like for kids who do not have a place to be safe at home, to have to live. If they're going to have to live like in a facility, then this is what it should feel like.
So let's catch up, everyone. We're talking about Crossnore. Mm-hmm. Crossnore may be new to this area,
right,
but Crossnore is
not
new.
It's not new.
Okay.
It's over 100 years old.
Wow.
It's in Crossnore, North Carolina, and a recent merger with Methodist Children's Home in Winston-Salem means that there's two Crossnore campuses that are over 100 years old. So they have really done a great job of perfecting how you serve kids well.
Okay.
And so when you talk about what's a gap in our services and our community, I want to go to a place that's done a great job with their communities, and that's who we want to partner with and bring here. Little did I know that I would be working for them and that this is how that would happen, but it totally makes sense, and it's been great.
So there are two Crossnore schools, just children's homes,
children's
right
home
now,
schools, yes,
that are over 100 years old. So what's the catalyst now to start another one?
Because there's such a gap in service.
Okay.
There's a growing need. More and more kids are needing foster care homes. They're needing placements. They're needing long-term placements because their parents are really struggling with substance abuse and mental health. And we as a community are trying to figure out how to solve those. But in the meantime, those kids have to be in safe places.
Yeah.
Kids and safety is all about how we raise healthy kids. They have to know they're safe. They have to know they're emotionally safe and physically safe. And that's what those services are about while their parents are getting help.
Okay. So what do we need to know about Crossnore right now in this area?
So we're starting with where the gaps are. We know that we need foster care. We know we need therapeutic foster care. We know we need behavioral health and counseling services for kids. We know we need adoption services. So those are the services we're starting with. We've got a brand new assistant director of foster care starting. She's going to be working with local churches, recruiting foster care families, working on training. We've also got a therapeutic counselor starting. She's going to be working with kids who are in foster care, adoption services, post-adoption services, around those therapeutic needs.
So what I'm learning here is that Crossnore, you're stepping up and you're going to be effective in the community already doing things without having a physical school and children's home right here.
Right.
So hiring staff,
identifying
foster parents.
Identifying needs. We're also doing community educational programs. So on June 25th and 26th, we're going to be offering some classes on ACEs, adverse childhood experiences, and then trauma-informed schools, healthcare, and workplace. Because, you know, we know that these issues affect us long term and as a community and as a workforce and as a school. And so trauma-informed care is about how do we respond to our coworkers and our students and our patients in healthcare environments in a way that knows that we understand what trauma does long term.
Is the goal ultimately to have another Crossnore school family home location here ultimately in the long run?
If this community puts its resources together and we keep identifying that that continues to be a need and we work towards that, maybe.
Okay. So what you're heading up here with Crossnore, is this a Henderson County thing? Is it a Western North Carolina
thing? It is an our area thing.
Okay.
I mean, our office is here in Henderson County. Henderson County is what I know best.
Yeah.
But I've had conversations with Polk, with Transylvania County, some conversations with Buncombe County. So it's really about how do we serve our area. Henderson County is first.
Sure.
I mean, you know, but it's really about serving our area. So Crossnore locations aren't necessarily county specific.
Right.
They serve the kids in that area. We've sent kids to our Crossnore campus from our county. It's just really hard. You send a kid 2 hours away, and it's hard for them to see their parents. Uh-huh. It's hard for them to see their social worker from DSS. Kids need to be in their communities. They need to be in their schools. They need to be in their churches. They need to see their parents. That's how we raise healthy kids.
So what are some of the most important things we as a community, we as the public, need to know right now about Crossnore, and what can we do to help, or what can we do to get help from Crossnore?
I think we really need to know that there's a problem.
Uh-huh.
There's over 12,000 kids in North Carolina that are in the foster care system. That's huge.
Yeah.
If we want to talk about kids and safety and prevention, kids who grow up in foster care are more likely to end up as teen parents. They're more likely to end up in jail. They are more likely to end up with long-term chronic illness. We see that with ACEs. We know that really great therapeutic, inclusive, whole person services are the best way to serve kids. And so that's what we're trying to do. If we want to reduce the amount of people in jail, if we want to reduce teen pregnancy, if we want to reduce chronic disease, we need to provide really great services that work in partnership in our community with those kids who need it.
Okay. So as a community member, as a member of the public, and I'm hearing this, and I'm hearing that there's this gap and that Crossnore is stepping in to try to help this, what can I do? What can we do as listeners? What can we do as community members to help with Crossnore or to be part of that conversation?
You can donate money.
Uh-huh.
That's always one. You can talk to friends and family about adoption and foster care. You know, you can talk about what the needs are in the schools for kids who are in foster care. You can talk about the need for opioid and substance abuse services for adults in our community.
Because that ultimately leads
to... The opioid crisis is going to be a tremendous impact on our child welfare system.
Wow.
Kids who grow up in families where there's an opioid addiction are less likely to be able to return home because parents aren't necessarily able to maintain that safety environment.
And one of the ways that you can educate yourself on the need and also the services that Crossnore provides is by visiting their brand new relaunched website.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Talk to us about
beautiful.
That.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Crossnore.org. And there's a link on WTZQ.com on the local focus page to take you to their very new website, which has an introduction video that can really bring you up to speed pretty quick. But there's also some resources there that will help you, again, learn about the need right here in North Carolina, and some of the ways that they've been addressing those needs in Crossnore, North Carolina, and in Winston-Salem, and how they're planning to do it right here in our area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crossnore.org?
Yes, sir.
CrossNore.org.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new relaunched website. Are you still, there was a hiring process going on,
yeah.
I know, for some people. Is that still going on?
So we have hired two people.
Uh-huh.
We're going to start with those.
Okay.
See what the needs are, see how it's increasing, add more staff as we need it. Hopefully, yes, we'll be hiring more people.
Good, because that's the idea. And the idea is to work yourself out of a job. I mean, ultimately,
that has always been my goal.
Yes, exactly. No matter where you were.
No matter where I am.
So let me ask you this. You talk about a gap in services. Mm-hmm. Can you define exactly what that gap is? Because there's certain services for, I guess, is this an age thing or what? Do you understand what the question I'm asking?
So our community has some great services already for kids.
Yes.
Our school system does a great job with schools. Children and Family Resource Center does a great job with parenting classes and adolescent parenting programs. There is a gap around the behavioral health piece.
Yes. Yes.
There are long waiting times. It's hard to get a therapist on a weekly basis. It's hard to afford therapeutic services. If you have insurance, there's a significant copay usually to see a counselor. Fewer counselors are taking Medicaid. There's a gap of just basic therapeutic counseling services for kids. That is especially true for kids who are in foster care.
Okay.
I've talked to some parents recently who are foster parents, and it's taken them 3 to 4 months to find a regular therapist for their kids. Imagine getting a new child into your house. They've already got issues. They've left their family, everything they've known, and you don't even have a counselor for that child to see. That, for me, is huge.
Yeah.
That therapeutic, trauma-based counselor can be a tremendous asset to that child and that new foster family. We're talking about the ability for that child to be able to stay in that foster family, to not decompensate, to not have behaviors necessarily that make it hard to stay safe.
So there's a lot of support services that have to go behind identifying a home and a foster family for a child.
That's the first step. It's absolutely the first step.
Hmm. Okay, so the brand new website is crossnor.org. Mm-hmm. It's CrossNor School and Children's Home ultimately, but yeah, you're providing services here in Henderson County that aren't necessarily.
Right. We're not opening up a school.
Right, right.
Everybody keeps asking me that.
We just want to be real clear.
No school. CrossNor has a school.
Yeah.
We're not opening a school.
Right, right. You're just stepping in and
working
hard right now to fill that gap.
Foster care, adoption, and counseling services and community education.
Foster care, adoption, and counseling services.
And community education.
June
25th and 26th.
All right, that's coming up again. Talk about that. June 25th and 26th. Mm-hmm. What is that again?
We're having a training on ACEs, which is Adverse Childhood Experiences, Trauma-Informed Schools, Trauma-Informed Workplace, and another session on Trauma-Informed Healthcare.
Okay.
We will get this information posted on Q-Tips and put a link on Local Focus.
Imagine that. I brought you a flyer.
Fantastic. How about that?
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. All right, so that's coming up June 25th and 26th. We'll have all that information. Keep listening to the Q. We'll get you caught up on that. Tanya Blackford with CrossNor, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
Your new path.
Thank you.
A path that somehow found you.
Yep.
That's kind of how it is,
works.
Isn't it?
It's perfect.
Well, I love... We were heartbroken when we found out you were leaving where you were because we wanted to make sure you weren't leaving where you are. So it's great to know you're still doing some great work here in Henderson County and Western North Carolina with CrossNor. Again, find out more. Go to crossnor.org and keep listening to the Q. We'll tell you more about these the upcoming Join the Conversation meetings on June the 25th and 26th. Tanya Blackford, once again, thank you. And thanks
to
CrossNor
for
stepping up and being a sponsor for WTZQ's Local Focus.
Always.
Tanya Blackford, folks, she's now with CrossNor. Find out more information about CrossNor. Visit crossnor.org. That's CrossNore.org. And keep listening to the Q.